We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hey, 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And yeah, we are an Odyssey station. And the radio.com app, it's gone. It's now Odyssey. Everything is Odyssey, baby.
That's right.
And you want to listen to The Rock? You want to listen to all the music, the news, the sports, and the podcasts, all that moves you? Then you want Odyssey. Lots of good stuff on Odyssey. That's AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app today.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Pump it up for Monday! What? Pump it up! I actually am feeling better. Yeah, I can tell. That's the two cups of coffee I do for you.
All right, good.
Yeah, I needed it, man.
I could tell. Earlier, I was even making fun of you, and you're just like, yeah, man.
What? Friday night, I stayed up till 3 in the morning.
What?
What
Saturday
you on Friday
night?
What do you mean?
Board game. Dance party. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Well, let's get to our contestant today. We got Freddie in Centralia. Freddie, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
You're right.
That door? Yeah. Come and hit it on your head.
Wow. That was back to BJ being tired. Yes. For those playing at home, Freddie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Freddie, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. You ready?
Roger.
Which animal was the car as big as in the hit song Love Shack by the B-52s?
Volkswagen?
No.
Datsun?
No.
Pass.
What kind of fruit juice is in a mojito?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, put him on the holder there, and it wasn't a grapefruit, and yeah.
I thought he said the S word. Did he say the blank?
He dropped the F bomb.
Oh, I could have become Michael. I heard S, but
He said shoot, and then he dropped the F bomb. So guess what? You swear and you get a zero, buddy.
Does that mean I get a play?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Go for it, Vicky.
The Nintendo Switch was released worldwide in what recent year?
Oh, was that 2017?
Yes. What symbol shares a key with the number 4 on a standard computer keyboard? Don't look.
A pound?
No.
Ampersand?
No.
Pass.
Which NBA team was based out of Toronto?
Pass.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving first aired on CBS in what decade?
The 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
60s?
No. And Vicky and Foulmouth Freddy get 1 correct. Yeah. So.
I'm so glad
I would have gotten the mojito one. Dang it.
Nice. I'm so glad you guys were on the dump button, because I thought he said
Like I want to have, I want to like, you know, things suck in the world. But he actually said the other bad word.
Nope, he did not.
I totally missed that.
Yeah,
wow. You see, it's a good thing you guys are on the button because
because I
really suck at that.
Danny's got them fast fingers.
But Danny's good.
You know it.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, listen, better to be safe than sorry. Anyway,
hell yeah.
But you know what? We are trying to protect the people.
Don't swear in front of me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I will
we'll stop that.
You.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
you don't have to worry about a perfect 10 today.
Nope.
You know, yeah, two questions in. Freddie dropped the F-bomb.
He sure
nice.
Did.
Yeah, so Vicky kind of finished it off there. And,
awesome.
Well, yeah.
Good for Freddie.
Yeah, he got pumped up on Monday.
This should be good for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes!
Please don't swear.
Okay.
Which animal was the car as big as in the hit song Love Shack by the B-52s?
Got me a Chrysler as big as a whale.
Yes!
About to set sail.
What kind of fruit juice is in a mojito?
Lime?
Yes!
Oh, I was going to say plum.
Nintendo Switch was released worldwide in what recent year?
2018.
No.
So 2017.
Yes! What symbol shares a key with the number 4 on a standard computer keyboard?
Ooh. I'm going to go cash money. Dollar signs.
Yes. Which NBA team is based out of Toronto?
The Raptors.
Yes. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving first aired on CBS in what decade?
The 60s.
No.
The 50s?
No.
The 70s.
Yes.
Nice.
St. Petersburg, Florida is named after a city in what country?
France.
No.
Mexico.
No.
Africa.
No.
Oh.
How many tournaments make up a Grand Slam in golf?
4.
Yes. What is the female version of the Duke title?
Duchess.
Yes. Nice. What color flag is the signal for surrender?
White.
Yes. And Steve, almost a perfect 10. But if you add them up, both together, both scores, you get a 10. You get 9 correct and a win.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the one was Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky, she was almost good.
Well, she got one correct, and she would have known the lime one, she said afterwards. So, oh, there we go.
Yeah, this one is a big one.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one says the bad words.
Yeah, right.
Another one bites the dust.
I'm always confused by, like, you know, usually we have Italian, European influences for the names of our places.
Yes.
I wonder why for St. Petersburg, did somebody come from Russia? Is that why they named it that?
Maybe, but you are correct.
Yeah, I never
it
understood
is from Russia,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Russian city. I don't know. You know, I mean, like all of the New England states, all the New England towns, like in Massachusetts, they have them all over in England.
Well, yeah, they all came over, you know, on the Mayflower or whatever the hell they did.
A lot of places in Florida, you can have some sort of Spanish influence in some of the names.
Or even like Cuban or something like that, or Caribbean or anything like that.
Native American names.
Absolutely.
So I don't know where, you know, how did the Russians, first the elections? Yeah. See, they started with St. Petersburg, and then next the elections.
And they got in cahoots.
What about Moscow, Idaho?
Ooh, Forget about it.
Yeah.
They probably don't even like Moscow.
Tired
mules.
Of it.
They better like Moscow mules.
Yeah. I am tired of Russia's interference in the naming of our cities.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
Good job, Steve. Woo! There's a discussion right now on Reddit about people answering this question. What's a really awkward situation that everyone can relate to? Here are some of the best answers. Well, this happens to me a lot, you know, especially when, though more and more people are being friendly when you're walking, because even though we're socially distancing, which we do, still a wave and a smile, I think people are appreciating any kind of nice contact, because we're not having any.
I think you're right. I also think almost it's like you kind of want to establish that you exist, because so many people just kind of have their blinders on when they're walking, maybe playing on their phone, whatever. I've noticed that where I'm like, this guy doesn't know we're coming up on him. So I'm like kind of trying to give that vibe like, hey, we're here, we're present, cross the street. Or we'll cross the street because we can't get close to each other.
Yeah. But the awkward – so saying hello or how are you to someone and getting totally ignored, which, you know, prior virus, boy, that happened a lot. People just, you know, around here anyway, don't really like to say hello, or they look at you like, why are you even looking at me?
The one that always gets me, and I always feel so stupid when it happens, is when somebody starts waving.
Yeah.
And you think they're waving at you. So you wave back.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
Then you turn around and you're like – you were not waving at me,
whoops,
were you?
Sorry about that.
At times, I forget. I'm the worst at remembering who I meet. And so I always just don't know if I've met somebody before, and maybe like they're excited to see me. And I don't want to be that guy that like, gives them a death glare.
Yeah.
That happened once, though, at a festival. I was not sober. And this person was like waving. It was middle of the day. It was at Summer Meltdown a couple summers ago. And they're like waving, so excited. And I was like, yeah, hi, how's it going? And they just walked right by me. And I'm just like, I just feel like a biggest loser.
Oh, that's so
awkward.
And the
person I was with was like, how awkward do you feel right now? I'm like, very awkward. Yeah. Let's get another drink.
Oh, there was a witness. That's the worst, too.
Oh, I didn't live it down for a few hours.
Also, the reverse of that, though, where somebody is waving at you, but you don't think you know them. So you just keep your head down. And then they come up to you and they're like, dude, what's up? And you're like, oh, man, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't recognize you.
I went from 20/20 vision to having really bad vision at that moment.
The second most awkward thing that people are, you know, can relate to is putting on that fake smile when you get a terrible gift.
I have the worst poker face.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, oh, I look at it, I'm like, cool.
I can't think of a gift that I despise to the point where I had to fake a smile. I'm always pretty stoked about anyone giving me anything. To be honest with you, like, still to this day, my wife will give me something, and even if it's a shirt I've almost never worn, I'm just happy that she even thought to buy me something.
Aww,
I'm such
a
simpleton. Yeah,
that's the right attitude. That's not a simpleton, actually. That's, I mean, that's the attitude you're supposed to have. It's the thought that counts kind of attitude.
That's how I found out that I'm a terrible gift giver, by the way. For one Christmas, I thought I had the best gift for my wife. I got her slippers that look like hobbit feet. With the little hairs on the top of the toes.
You thought that would be the best gift
I
ever?
I thought it would be great. What I thought it would be that? Funny because she's a hobbit and she likes little, you know, she likes second breakfasts and all this other stuff. And
huh?
Yeah.
Hobbits like second breakfast?
Yes, they do.
You got to watch the movies.
Oh, is she like a Harry Potter head?
No, well, maybe a hobbit
Lord
head.
Of the Rings.
Oh,
yeah, and just the hobbit stuff.
She's a hobbit head.
Yeah, we want to go check out the hobbit homes in like New Zealand eventually someday.
Oh, then I don't think it's all that bad if she's a big hobbit fan.
Yeah, well, you look at the look on her face when I gave it to her.
I mean, because she's going to walk around with these basically big feet that have hair all over them.
Yeah, big, giant, hairy feet.
Yeah.
Was this the one big gift that you gave her?
No. But it was still, I mean, I was pretty
they
proud
are weird.
Of it.
I'm looking at them.
Yeah. We still have them, and I think she's worn them exactly once.
Of course.
Just to maybe appease me. I was pretty stoked about that, but also I realized that, that was a not great gift.
And I mean, I can understand why you thought it was a good idea. Like, if somebody gave that to you, if you were as big of a fan, you'd probably be like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes your partner in life just has a whole different set of sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, she's a girl. I don't know. I'm sure there's some girls that would appreciate having hairy feet, but like most girls don't want something that's going to make them look like they have hairy feet.
That's what you got to know. You got to know the kind of got to know your partner.
It's kind of the whole crux of that. Thing.
We're all guilty of giving something to our partner that we think is amazing because it's in our own brain. We don't ever really think of what they want. I mean, and women are as guilty of it as men. You know, it's like, hey, I gave us a candlelight. Hey, look what I'm going to do for you. Candles and roses everywhere. And you're like, this is what you like. I don't like this crap.
Yeah. I'd have a hard time looking excited if someone gave me candles.
Yeah, and that's happened to people, and I've tried to tell women. They go, I don't understand why I didn't like it. And I go, because he's not you. Figure it out, there, genius.
That might be the one. Like I said, I'm very appreciative of any gift I get. That might be the one where I'm having to question, how do I show that I like this when I truly don't?
Yeah, yeah. And that's something. So, Rev, you learned that lesson. It's like, better figure out what she really is like.
Mm-hmm. I've got an awkward situation. I wonder if it's on this list.
Okay.
The one that I always hate, and I feel like such an idiot, because like I said, I'm awful at remembering people, especially if I haven't seen them in a long time. When someone comes up, you start talking to them, and you think you've never met them before, and you finish the conversation by going, hey, it was really nice to meet you. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
Like, we've met like 6 times already. I'm like, when's the last time? They're like, 10 years ago. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just feel like a douche.
Yeah, and that's
that. I mean, you can't expect that everyone's going to remember everyone, but I still feel awful and it's so awkward.
I actually get mad when people get mad at me for that. It's like, yeah, we met at a concert like 6 years ago. I'm like, I met 100 people at a concert 6 years ago and I was probably drunk. I'm sorry. Why are you getting mad?
But you don't want to make someone feel bad if like that moment meant something to them and you're like trivializing it. I just feel bad. Like I'm going to feel bad that they're excited and I end it with, nice to meet you. And they're thinking, oh, it's so cool to see you again. I'm like, I'm the douche.
That's another thing humans have to remember is that you being impacted by someone did not impact them the same way.
Right.
And that is something that humans don't get. I hope you get to learn that because I've had people tell me, growing up with me, I was their favorite person and I had such an influence on them. And they started talking about stuff that we did. And I'm at the table like, I don't remember any of this. Uh-oh. And I also am like, wow, I didn't know you thought I was a good guy. It's amazing. I went to my high school reunion and found out that people really thought better of me than I thought they did.
Funny how your mind works, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this one woman, she was like, you were the greatest. You made my day every time we went to art class. And I'm like, really? I was scrambling to find a date to the prom and you thought that way of me? I had no clue you thought that way about me. I just thought you, like every other girl, thought I was an idiot. And that's what I thought. You just never know. And she was like, oh, my God, no, you saved my life. I'm like, I did? What did I do? And she was just like, you're an idiot. But, I mean, I enjoyed you being an idiot.
You legitimately saved her life. Like, it was like in a burning car or something.
Well, you know how people go to school and have a rotten time.
You made it better for her.
I didn't know that. She never ever came up and said anything that I remember. She literally said I was what made her day. She looked forward to the 3 times a week we had art.
And you don't even remember any of it.
And I looked at her and I'm
like, but you can't say that. You're going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I know I was a moron and being a jokester all the time, but I didn't know it had an impact. I really thought the only people that dug it were my buddy friends, and I thought I annoyed everybody else in class. I had no idea I was the saving grace, and not for nothing, she was really a cute chick. Like, I would have asked her to the prom in a heartbeat. I was so bummed. I was like, you know, 40 years later, I'm looking at her going, son of a bee, why didn't I know this?
So did you ask her to the prom?
No, you know, I only go with my cousin, Rev.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
duh. Right. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Say it! They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. This is your opportunity to say what is on your mind, but make sure you follow Steve's rules.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're getting gonged. And we're saying goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Nathan in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Morning, BJ.
Morning, Nathan. What's on your chest, buddy? What you got?
Find myself getting my physical for a new career.
Oh, really?
My fourth career. Yeah. I've been here since I was like, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. My dad was in the Navy and graduated, been here for off and on for 30 years. I kind of traveled back and forth, but always ended up back here from the Northwest.
Hmm. So your fourth career, what's this new career you're embarking on?
I'm getting into utilities. Going to be working on water treatment.
Oh, good for you, man. I'll tell you right now, I think those are the jobs people need to be going into, man.
What were the other three careers?
Good call.
My last career that I'm just wrapping up is commercial diving. I've been doing that off and on for, well, pretty much steady for 10 years.
Damn.
What do you think about Aquaman? You like Aquaman as a superhero?
My girlfriend loves him to death. I'm just kind of like, okay.
I think she loves Jason Momoa more than Aquaman.
Because if you watch The Boys.
Most definitely.
Yeah. If you watch The Boys, they tell you what a lot of us really think of Aquaman with the character called The Deep. It is the greatest character ever.
Oh, I'm going to have to avoid that episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he's not well regarded at all.
So, Diver, what was before that?
I worked in the casino industry.
Okay.
I worked at a couple of the native casinos here in Washington State.
Did you ever see anything completely insane happen while you were there?
Casino doors have an amazing power to make people's brains shut off. Like, they just kind of feel like they don't have to, like, abide by the rules. So there's nothing really insane in the typical day at a casino. It's just people lose their minds and lose their wallets constantly.
I wonder if that's, like, a Vegas mentality. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you go to Vegas, you kind of all bets are off. And then you're at a casino, kind of gives you that Vegas vibe, so you just think all bets are off.
I can see that. Yeah, because, I mean,
well, it's just a constant thing, you know. You come in and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't need to be, you know, a respectable, you know, citizen. The laws don't no longer apply here.
Isn't that funny? You know, because I've watched too many movies where you don't mess around in a casino. You know, that's what I think, that I've got to be on my best behavior in a casino, because I've just watched a lot of the movies where you get taken out back and maybe you don't come back.
Yeah, it was that the movie with The Rock, the remake that he did. Was it Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Was that about a casino?
Yeah, I've seen Walking Tall, I've seen that.
There was a shady dude. Yeah, oh. His old buddy. I don't want to ruin it for you.
That's fine.
And it's based here in the Northwest.
Oh, that's cool.
For the most part, I'd say most people are respectable. But every now and again, you find people that just tip it back a little too hard, just kind of forget that, hey, I'm in public.
Well, so did you call for a good? Did you want us to wish you luck on this new career? I just realized.
Right, yeah, I mean, there wasn't really talking about his careers. I mean, it's like, so, let's chat about Nathan's career.
Interesting conversation, though. But good luck to you.
The question I was kind of curious is, like, it seems like I see a lot of people have to go through different career changes in their lives, and I was wondering, do you think because of this change in the world and the COVID and all the global economy as a whole, like, do you feel like everybody's going to have to really make a change? It just seems like a lot of people are making changes in their lives related to this economic downturn.
Well,
do you see like a future in the Northwest here where we can stable and returning back to like any sense of normalcy in the next couple of years?
That's it. Well, there's a lot there, Nathan. I appreciate the call. When it comes to employment, I know this. I know that my son educated me that how I believed I should approach my career life was not the way he was going to approach his career life, because he saw so many of his friends' parents work really hard to achieve a certain financial goal and then see them get fired and have to settle for half of what they used to make. So their attitude has been, screw this. I've also read an article where, you know, people want to call millennials lazy, but actually millennials might be actually considered a burnout generation because they have so many side hustles and they've had a lot of like economic catastrophes happen during their adult life. You know, with the housing market collapse, now this. No other generation outside of perhaps the Depression era generation have dealt with the idea that they don't think they're going to make a lot of money
a lot of people, I think, lump Gen Zers as millennials. And I think that's you know what I mean? Like, I think it's like as soon as like someone's younger than you, they're just a millennial. It doesn't matter what generation they're in. You're just a millennial.
And everyone older than you is a boomer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Dude, it's kind of become like just those two, even though there's so many different other generations. But that's kind of like what people just kind of go to.
Yeah, millennials themselves, though, are the ones that were in the workforce and saw, you know, like the older millennials saw the collapse of 2008 and they were working and they're seeing this right now. So it's definitely, at least the article I read was definitely speaking about millennials being the burnout generation. That's a new label given to them because they've been told they're lazy, but in reality, they're getting their asses kicked by the economy and they don't see the future as being like when I was starting out, I thought the sky's the limit. If I put great effort in, I'll be able to make a lot of money. Everything will be great. And they don't see it that way because of, well, they've had these two economic catastrophes hit them in their work lifetime, which is not since the Depression have young people seen that.
Yeah, especially in this situation. It doesn't matter how hard you work. If a company's not making money, they're just sadly getting rid of people. And it's just an awful time. And it sucks. I don't know when the hell. That guy's asking when we think it's going to turn around. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I honestly thought we'd be somewhat back to some semblance of like, you know, being able to go into concerts and shows by now. But obviously that's not the case.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on, man.
Walking Tall was based on a true story that happened here in our state. So, BJ, right. You need to know your Northwest history. And watch The Rock's movie.
I was just asking about casinos in the movie. I didn't say it wasn't Northwest.
Yeah, he runs into an old friend that runs a casino. And he's not as on the same level as The Rock anymore.
Oh, that's
he's
the
a shady individual.
Well, there you go.
And then trouble happens.
And then
The Rock kicks some ass.
He's got to fix it.
Johnny Knoxville's in it too.
Well, there we go.
It's a great remake.
This should be on everybody's watch list.
I don't even know what year it came out, but it's a must-see.
Okay.
Let's see.
It does, you know, what doesn't matter what year it came out. If it's a must-see, it's a must-see,
it's
buddy.
Over a decade ago, I think.
Is it really that long ago?
Oh, it has to have been.
Okay.
2004.
That's nuts. I really didn't think it was that old.
Yeah, me neither.
Whoa, do you feel old now, guys?
I mean, well, really, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
He's a decorated military official. Or officer, and he comes back to the hometown of the state of Washington to find work, and he finds out the lumber mill was closed, and the big business is now a seedy casino operated by one of his old schoolmates.
This has got to be one of his first movies, right?
No.
Like early in his career?
It's towards the beginning now, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
16 years later, but it's...
I didn't say it was his first, but it's got to be like one of his first five.
This is like probably around when he was starting to get like some, like, you know... Starting to become almost bankable. Not there yet, but almost bankable.
2004, I'm trying to think, yeah. I mean,
wow, yeah, it was his sixth movie.
Damn, sixth movie.
Yeah.
What did he do before that?
He did The Rundown right before that.
Great movie.
Scorpion King right before that.
Okay.
The Mummy Returns.
Oh, see, I was never into those.
Oh, I like that. Well, it was his first quote-unquote film role.
Right.
Really bad CGI with him at the very end.
He was the star of Walking Tall. Like, I don't know, maybe that was one of his first movies.
And The Rundown.
He was the big star.
Yeah.
Rundown, yeah.
He was a star with Stifler in that one.
Oh, Stifler. Jeez. I mean, that
from
seems
Stifler
like,
to Johnny Knoxville, that's great.
You got to have those guys in there.
And, I mean, his first movie was Beyond the Mat, which was a documentary.
That doesn't count.
Well, it's a movie.
I know.
He was in it.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right. But it was more just a documentary on wrestling, and he was one of the many wrestlers that was a part of it.
That was technically his first.
So the Rundown seems like his first starring role.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, The Scorpion King, but I don't count that movie.
Was he a star in that?
Yeah, he was The Scorpion King.
Well, I know that, but...
Brendan Fraser was the guy,
yeah,
right?
Brendan Fraser was the main guy, right?
But that was in The Mummy Returns.
Oh.
This was a spinoff.
Oh, okay.
Yes, starred him because it was the origin story of the Scorpion King, which you saw at the end of The Mummy Returns.
Gotcha.
He was the big bad who was half man, half scorpion.
All right, there
Spoiler
we go.
Alert.
So that was his first big movie then where he was the guy, the Scorpion King.
Somebody said, I missed yesterday's show. Did you happen to talk about the cougar video? And if not, you guys should talk about it. There's a hiker that got charged by a mama cougar. Another person, Chris, says, he texted in the other day about my brother passing, but I was wondering if you saw the video of the guy being stalked by a cougar for like 6 minutes. It's both funny and scary.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video?
More scary, man.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not. I don't want to go hiking anymore.
It's so weird how, like, when it's ready to pounce, like how the cougar's arms kind of flail out.
Yeah.
And like just kind of like start revving up and then it stops again. It's a messed up video.
Yeah, he was hiking through Utah and, of course, he stumbled across this wild cougar, stalked him for over 6 minutes. His name is Kyle. He was at the Slate Canyon Trail near Provo, Utah, captured the whole incident on video. And, he came across some cougar cubs, only then to come face-to-face with their mother, which that's not a good thing. And he tried different methods to scare this cougar off, including, of course, the age-old foul language.
You're a scary kitty cat.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, you, dude.
Wow.
Okay. This is when I can die. Get the away, stupid kitty cat. Holy, come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Get away from me.
He just, you watch his video.
Oh, damn it.
And you do, like Steve said, that amazing motion of him charging and stopping.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It looks like the cat definitely just was like, I am going to scare you to get the hell out of my area so that you don't bother my cubs, because it could have got him at any time.
What a mind F. Like, here you are filming it because you're like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, I got a video footage of this cougar really up close on me. But you're also potentially filming what is the last moments of your entire life.
I'm not sure I'd film this. I feel like I just
What else are you going to do?
I'd get the hell out of there, maybe?
Well, he was trying.
You can't run.
Oh, you can't run. Running's not good?
You know, I don't know. I'm just assuming. I'm treating it like they tell you everything. Don't run because that startles them and then they attack.
Oh, yeah. They'll just chase you.
100%. He'd be way faster than you.
Right, yeah. I don't think I'm going to outrace him.
Yeah, no.
Even on a good day.
Yeah.
When it's raining out, my knees hurt. I'm not going to be able to pull that off.
Well, he did. Whatever he did, at least he confused the cougar enough to go, I'm not going to come at you, but I'm going to at least get you the hell out of here.
He used some colorful language on that damn cougar.
Well, I'm going to have to remember that language. Yeah, that's scary.
I can't say I would have done any differently. That sounds like me 100% just kind of talking to yourself like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I'm going to die, and I'm going to say every curse word that I can possibly think of.
And if you have the
there might be crackling in my voice. I probably would be crying at that moment. Because I'm like, this is the moment that I just get mauled by a cougar.
And if you're...
in a fun way, like if I was in like college or something and met a girl at the bar.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Don't forget, too. I mean, I don't know if you have family sharing, but your family would see your last moments because it would upload to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Your video would go right to the cloud, and there you are. Or even still, they're getting to see how much you're crying and praying and whatever
you're doing. On, like, Facebook Live or something like that.
Well, that's even worse. Right? At that point, geez, that's... Like,
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. Me too.
What an adrenaline
Should I give the David Crosby answer and just go, meh?
Yeah. Could you imagine just, like, how much your heart... I don't know if I'd sleep for, like, a week. Nope. I'd be thinking about that moment.
Yeah. There would be bricks all over the place. Because I'd be S-ing them.
This is why I just stay in my house, man. I don't get nervous. You know, my new house is a backyard, and I'm like, man, what if there's like a cougar waiting?
That's a good point, yeah. Or like you said, a woman from the bar that stumbles into your backyard.
That would be awkward.
Courtney Cox, there she is. You don't know.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A lot of people are texting in about the cougar attack or the lack of a cougar attack. And that this guy did exactly what you're supposed to do, and that's to keep eye contact with the predator.
Oh, wow.
Which I did not. It said exactly do when encountering a cougar. Another person said, yep, had a cougar stalk me a couple years ago. Got within 12 yards of me before I shot it. Now it's a full body mount on my wall from Chad and Ravensdale. And running away from them triggers the kill predator instinct, never turn and run.
Okay. That's good to know.
But also terrifying.
You wish that you could bring a fake gun with you and that they would know, like Shere Khan knew.
What, like a BB gun?
Yeah, just something where as soon as that gun points at them, they go, okay, we're out of here. Something. Like, you know, you think they would tell each other.
Finger guns. You just go pew, pew, and maybe they'll go away.
Oh, it's a man with a gun.
I just want to know if Joe and Sarah took tips because they're the new hikers on our show.
Yeah, they are.
So you guys got to make sure you yell.
Yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about that. Yeah. And don't run. Just, you know, slowly back away. And don't forget to record it. That's important, too. Did they put that in the safety thing?
Yeah, record.
Cougars don't like to be recorded, so they get scared when they see your phone. It's part of the safety thing.
What I love is all the texts are saying that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You never run from never turn and run from a predator. Someone had to at some point, and that's how they learned this valuable lesson. Oh, how much does it suck to be the cautionary tale?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know because now you're dead, but.
Yeah. I guess if people, ever since Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, I guess people have been studying animals for a while.
That's very true.
And seeing how they, oh, look, that animal's running and the other one's going after it. Maybe we shouldn't run anymore.
That was like hearing, don't climb up a tree to get away from a bear because they can climb trees better than you.
I'm telling you right now, I watched this show Alone, which is a survival show. There was a dude that shot a moose. He just brought a bow and arrow. That was his, like, you know, get to bring 10 things with you. He hunted a moose. And
well, moose burgers are delicious, I hear.
I know, but he hunted the whole damn thing and skinned it all himself. He did the whole thing. And then he killed a wolverine because the wolverines came over and they were taking his meat. And I'm just like, damn, this show is intense.
That guy's badass.
Yeah, he just took an axe and went out there and said, all right, I'm going to go get that wolverine to keep stealing my meat.
I'm picturing the Mariner Moose and Hugh Jackman in this situation. Yeah. I don't know why, but
they were the stars, actually, starring the Mariner Moose and Wolverine. By the way, Hugh Jackman, they're both not with us.
Recreated it, that's who they should have playing these roles.
Yeah.
Dramatic recreation.
But you learn a lot of stuff about how animals are and what you're supposed to do on that show because they do like the little sort of pop-up video bubbles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff goes on.
That's funny.
Yeah. And they go, hey, by the way, don't you know that moose will kick your ass and wolverines will rip you to shreds. And
this
stuff.
Is why I don't hike.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
Stay away from that. You know, that doesn't happen when I'm on a treadmill.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I don't have to worry about any random wild animal just coming up on me.
I mean, Lulu every once in a while could sneak up on you and scare you. But that's about it.
She'll lay in there and just kind of chill.
All right.
Because it's carpeted. New house is all hardwood. So Lulu does not like that.
Oh, I know. It's so funny watching a dog run on hardwood.
It's funny for us, not them.
Yeah, for like especially little dogs. They're just like, what did you do to my life?
Right, it's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Finally, we got like a rug in like right by, you know, the couch and the coffee table. And she was pumped when we came home with that. She's like, thank you. She didn't say that, but you could tell it was in her eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she said, you're the dog guy, you know.
We have a very important question.
All right.
I don't know if we've ever really had this kind of a debate on our show, so I'm excited to see what the answers are.
Really? In the 75 years we've been doing this?
It's something that we've talked about a lot, but I don't know if we've ever really narrowed it down to this question. What's your guys' opinion on the best fried side dish? Mozzarella sticks, onion rings, fries, curly fries, deep fried pickles, deep fried mushrooms. Don't overthink it. Yes, fries can also include garlic fries, waffle fries, etc. LOL.
I have to tell you what just came up for me, and it's a tie between the mozzarella triangles.
Those are good.
And the stuffed mushrooms at Maggiano's.
They're
so good.
Yeah, but the mushrooms, are they fried?
No, they're not fried. Oh, it has to be fried.
Yeah, best fried side dish.
Oh, you're right. Well, so Kid Valley fries.
Yeah. Kid Valley fried shrooms are pretty good.
And I have to tell you, I get them every time I go to Kid Valley.
Dave Chappelle's a big fan of those, I've heard this
Yes, he is. As long as you can put them in tea.
Next thing you know, you shave your head like Tiffany there and they're done.
Oh, man. Mozzarella sticks are, I think, they could be the GOAT.
They are the GOAT. I'm with you on that.
No way.
But here's my question.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna be a hypocrite on this because I'll
well, there's a shock.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least I'm warning you this time.
Okay.
What do you guys think about chicken wings? Are they considered a side dish because they're offered as appetizers? I personally go to places when they have chicken wings as an appetizer, like Doofers Bar and Grill. They might have like chicken wings as an appetizer, but I'll just get a big order and that'll be my meal.
That's a tough one because Buffalo Wild Wings is a whole restaurant based on that being the main course, right?
But like, you know, when we moved into our new house, we ordered pizza from Papa John's and I got a small order of Buffalo Wings as a side dish.
Same. It just depends. It depends on the...
Yeah.
I would say it depends on the amount. One.
Okay.
Because like,
so 12
like,
is a side dish and then 48.
Yes. Okay. And in some cases, pasta has always been a side dish because meat was the main course and then you're your salad.
Oh, yeah.
And now pasta, well, depending on where you go, because mac and cheese
is still a side dish.
So I don't know what to tell you people. What about fried mac and cheese? I've had fried mac.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a side dish? Is it a main course?
Oh,
is it
like the mac and cheese balls?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Still not the greatest.
Those balls. All right, so I'm going to... Man, I'm going to go with chicken wings because they're offered as an appetizer.
Wow, you were saying that the mozzarella sticks were the GOAT. Now you've changed your mind.
Well, yeah, they are the GOAT, but the chicken wings are goater.
Goater.
When you say greatest of all time, that's no more
the
greater
greatest
than
of all
the greatest.
Timers.
Yeah, it's not really. No.
You know what? You're done.
Like I said, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are. All right, Danny, did you pick one?
I have to go with fries.
Yeah.
I have to go with the OG fries.
Because fries.
That's what's going to be, like, that's my go-to no matter what. Even if I'm going to order mozzarella, I'm still ordering fries on the side.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There, you buy
always
them, you
they
buy them with
the
everything.
Goat.
Here's the problem with fries.
You're right.
Are we saying batter fried or just fried? Because everything else is batter fried.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it, man.
That's fried.
Yeah. Anything that's fried. Anything that goes into a deep fryer, air fryer.
See, to me, fries...
Butt fryer? I don't know.
A butt fryer.
Oh, a butt fryer? Well, sure. If I fried, butt's the best. All right, fine. You can have that. And what did you say, Rev?
Same thing. Fries. Because they come in so many different types.
Well, tater tots.
Or tater tots fries?
Well, it's batter fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I count those as fries, too.
Tater tots are not fries.
But
they're not fries. But
they're in the fry family. They're like cousins.
Yeah, they're like second cousins.
Are they Mexi nuggets or are they tater tots? Let's get into that battle.
Oh, dear.
That's a stupid conversation, if you ask me.
Hey!
There's Mexi nuggets
and
there's
tater tots. Margaret Larson is a treasure.
I know, and her and I did not see eye to eye on that.
Yeah. What's yours, BJ?
Well, as I said, but I'll try again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
You know, thanks for listening to the show, Danny.
He said gizzards.
Yeah, fried gizzards. Yeah.
Ooh, actually.
Gizzards. Well, I wanted to put the Maggiano's stuffed mushrooms in there, but they're not fried.
No.
But the Maggiano's triangles, the mozzarella triangles, because I like mozzarella sticks, but the mozzarella triangles they have are amazing.
Now, taking out French fries, just take that out, I would go with fried pickles.
Ooh,
fried pickles?
I love fried pickles.
They're good, but that's not my...
Oh, man. I've had fried pickle spears, and I've had fried, like, the pickle discs.
They're good. Chips.
Yep. I won't turn them down.
I've never had fried pickle spears.
Oh, they're so good.
I might have to... let me ask you a question.
What about Red Robin zucchini sticks? They're yummy.
Those are delicious as well.
Yeah, it's zucchini. I mean, I feel like...
But it's deep fried, so it's not healthy anymore, it's good.
I feel like it is healthy. See, I go the other way. I go, it must be healthy. But, Danny, you know, I'm glad you asked again, because you actually made me rethink it when you asked. And
that was his intention.
See, this is sometimes considered a main course until you fry it, and that is ravioli.
I've never had fried ravioli.
I've had fried ravioli, but not often.
I think actually Maggiano's has those as well.
No, it's time to
go.
It's
so damn good. Fried ravioli is just awesome.
After fries,
any ravioli is awesome.
It's true.
Oh, Steve, fry it.
Oh, yeah. Anything if you fry it, it's better.
Oh, yeah? Not Danny's butt.
Well, you know what? If I deep fry it, probably better.
Probably pretty good.
I'm not going to say it's better than bad.
Danny's butt. Better than bad.
What about jalapeno poppers?
Those are good.
If you like really spicy stuff, sure. Yeah. They're delicious.
See,
really
good. Mine is probably calamari second.
What?
Yep.
I love calamari so much.
Calamari's so good.
I like it, but it's not. Maybe top five, maybe.
I don't even know if I put it in the top five.
Oh.
Sorry.
Especially if you get like the lemon pepper calamari.
I won't turn it down.
Oh, that's fancy.
What about those big ass onion rings?
Yes.
You know, like an onion tower?
Like yeah, the ones onion rings are good.
Really, like, just, yeah, fat and...
What about the Bloomin' Onion at Outback?
Yep.
Always, so, that was my thing.
Someone said the Texas Roadhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, I don't know if I've tried that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, off to Texas Roadhouse. Where are they?
In Texas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just over there. Don't worry about it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.